Hi everyone, welcome to our second podcast. Karen and Joe got together yesterday to do some work. Fortunately, I dropped in to see how they were going because, unfortunately, my instructions weren't quite as clear as I'd hoped. For the assessment tasks for all the other units so far, you've been required to type your answers into the assessment task document. This is not the case in Facilitate eLearning. This time, you're required to work through the project guide from the toolbox and produce a series of documents to provide as evidence. This evidence will be provided by uploading to an e-portfolio, but more about that in Illuminate on Monday night. The assessment task document will give further instructions about what is required whilst working through the project guide. Tasks 9 and 10 at the end of the assessment task are not in the project guide. You'll need to also complete these tasks. The assessment task also provides a list of the documents you should have collected by the time you have worked through the project. These will provide the evidence that you will need to upload to your e-portfolio. Once again, the most important bit of advice I can give you is to read through the assessment task document and the project planner very carefully before you begin. And if you don't understand anything, start a discussion so that you can get the assistance you need. I look forward to seeing you all in Illuminate at 6:30 on Monday night. By then, you should have completed step one, which is the first three tasks on your assessment task document.